If I can invite Scott and Lynanne Palmer to come up and update us on their missions work this morning.
For those of you that don't know us, we're Scott and Lynanne Palmer. We work with Wycliffe Bible Translators with a tiny tribe at the bottom of a tributary of the Grand Canyon. And we've been down there about 47 years now, and you folks have been supporting us all the way through. And we are so grateful. After all of these years and a lot of tough times, we are just so excited that in the last, well, about a year ago, we published the New Testament and have a suit by. And then this spring, we were able to take down copies of the audio New Testament on these little handheld players and pass them out all over the village. And we're excited. But the Havasupai people are kind of even keel. They don't get really excited about a lot of things, but they were excited. They were excited to get the book, and they were even more excited to get the audio. And people have been using it. One of my friends told me every night her husband reads out of the New Testament in Havasupai, and how much she appreciated hearing that night by night. And after we handed out the audio players, we were just on a walk, and one of the young people came up to us, someone I don't ever remember seeing in church, saying, I've been listening to that thing, and it's really good. And I asked more, and they said, oh, I started at Genesis, and I've just been listening. So we just wanted you to have a chance to see and see what God has done in answer to your prayers. Thank you so much. And take a minute after the service, come out. You can look at our pictures. If you'd like to sign up to get our prayer requests, we'd be glad to share them with you. So, thank you.
Yeah, so that's what's been going on so far, and it went totally different than we thought. First, we weren't sure how it was going to come together. And then when it came together, it was like we were even more surprised. So God is good. He knows what he's doing. What's in the future for us is helping people to learn to use the scriptures in their language, just ideas and things like home Bible studies and so on. So we'd appreciate prayer for us as we work on that over the next couple of years. And then I'd like to read a little bit of scripture that God put on our hearts way back at the beginning. It's out of Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 to 11, and I'll be reading it in the New Living Translation. My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord. And my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. The rain and the snow come down and from the heavens and stay on the ground and water the earth. They cause the grain to grow, producing seed for the farmer and bread for the hungry. It's the same with my word. I send it out, and it always produces fruit. It will accomplish what I send it to, and it will prosper everywhere I send it. Thank you for praying for us, for supporting us, for being behind us, and making it that the Havasupai people have the scriptures own language. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott and Lynanne, for all the work that you do in helping the church fulfill the Great Commission.